More than a million people have fled Ukraine since Putin launched his full-scale invasion last week. And many of those Ukrainians are making long, difficult journeys to European Union countries that have agreed to grant them automatic temporary visas. Germany is one of those places. And Esme Nicholson was there as some of those people arrived.
At Berlin's central railway station, dozens of volunteers in high-vis yellow jackets wait for a train arriving from Warsaw, ready to give a helping hand to the thousands of Ukrainian refugees disembarking here daily. Many of the volunteers are Ukrainians living in Germany, like this 20-year-old who didn't want to give her name. She says she can't get her family out of Dnipro and feels desperate and useless.
The least that I can do is help people who were able to escape, to give them some shelter, to give them some food and water.
36-year-old Berliner Kati is holding a sign that says she can offer a room for as long as needed.
The pictures of children in bomb shelters and cellars break my heart. My own grandparents were refugees during the Second World War.
Most refugees are women and children who struggled to board overcrowded trains in Ukraine. One of them is 38-year-old Anastasia from Kyiv, who's here with her 2-year-old son, David. Now that they're safe, she's angry.
This man had broken our life, and now we're here. So Putin go to hell.
Anastasia says she hopes that her son is too young to remember the past week. But 20-year-old Zenya, who has also arrived from Kyiv, says she'll never forget her journey. Looking tired and in shock, Zenya says she feels split.
It's like there are two me, like one here and one there, and they can't exist without each other.
Her relief at reaching safety contradicts her longing for home, a sentiment shared by so many of those arriving here on hourly trains. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.